The Main Street Farmers Market in downtown Chattanooga, run by volunteers, has stayed open during the coronavirus pandemic as an essential service. Customers have had to place pre-orders with vendors with information from a weekly email newsletter and pick up between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Wednesdays. Jesse Gant Temple is a farmer and board president of Main Street Farmers Market.
Jesse, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How has the market stayed in business during this time? For one thing, it is considered an essential business.
Yes. Unlike some other farmers markets, the Main Street Farmers Market is food focused. So every vendor has edible products. We have actually flourished during the pandemic because consumers are starting to realize how to source locally and really depend on just local food. There's no limits to how many eggs people can take or how much beef they can buy at our market.
There are limits for when you are open and how people can purchase when you're open.
Right. Three really big changes that we had to do on site. We supplied hand sanitizer at every vendor, which averages about 20 vendors. And we also drew 6-foot lines around our vendor booths to really give people an idea of how far 6 feet is. One of our vendors, Tant Hill Farms, they actually drew like a 6-foot hopscotch for people to kind of play with. But the third and biggest change that the farmers market has had to do is to go pre-orders. So farmers are naturally Luddites, anti-technology, and it was difficult, but even myself included with my farm, Feathers and Fruit, I had to start taking pre-orders via email. Some farmers have gotten Squarespace or websites and Shopify, and farmers aren't really known to count all the beets and carrots and lettuce before they load it up. So really, farmers taking inventory and then taking that inventory and posting it digitally has been a challenge. But we all have become better small businesses because of it. And our loyal customers have remained loyal. We've also gained a lot of new customers because of it too, which has been great.
Did you face any crunches along the way with waves of people reaching out to you saying, when can I come to the market? What's available?
Oh, yeah. Again, the change from just a farmer harvesting and loading up their coolers and showing up and setting up, that change from just organically setting up, I guess you could call it, to taking inventory, uploading it online, making sure our newsletter gets out 2 days before we used to send it. All those changes have really, like I said, made us step up as small businesses. But then even the Main Street Farmers Market newsletter that I mentioned, we used to send it out Monday night, maybe Tuesday. And a lot of people just come and shop. They don't even really looked at the newsletter before. There has definitely been an influx of new customers and even current customers who are subscribing now to be able to see what's available before they get to the market and then pre-order it.
And how have you and other farmers adjusted your workday to accommodate all of this new positioning online to let people know that you're out there and let people pre-order? Because the sun comes up, the sun goes down, and the work on the farm continues whether you have e-commerce or not.
Yeah, I take a deep breath. I'm like, oh, God. I know some farmers have actually hired some part-time help to assist them in counting and boxing, right? Getting those pre-orders not only inventoried and uploaded online, but getting them boxed and bagged and labeled. So I know some farmers who have hired some assistants. And really, it's just with farming, nothing is constant but change. The weather, right? It's going to monsoon all of February and we're going to have below freezing temperatures and constantly adapting to the weather. And this was just something else that we had to adapt to. And I think we all have really mastered it. We've got our websites up. We've got our Shopify account. We've got extra hands. We are starting to bring extra product. because we didn't want new customers who missed the pre-order deadlines to walk away empty-handed. So there are vendors that are bringing extra product if they have it, but we're just not putting it out on display for people to touch and just browse.
And what are you hearing from fellow farmers? What concerns are out there among farmers about what we're reading in the news with supply chains, with agriculture, how that's been impacted by this crisis in other parts of the country?
Several of the discussions have really been more so about the wholesale accounts, the retail accounts, such as Blue Fox Cheese Shop, who carries some local product, or Main Street Meats that carries Sequatchie Cove Farm eggs. Blue Indian Kombucha, they are on tap at all the Mojo Burritos. So a lot of our vendors do partner with local restaurants and even some national accounts, and that has really affected how they reach, I guess, a new customer base. And so most of the vendors that I talk with have seen, sadly, a decrease in sales through restaurants and retailers, but I've seen an increase in sale in individuals and local consumers. I call this the upside of the downfall. It's challenged us to think outside the farmer's market and how to reach a customer base, how to reassure locals that farmers aren't going away. Plagues and pandemics, and there's always been farmers. And so the digital age obviously hasn't always been around. So that's really been more of a challenge for most of us small businesses.
And where can people go online for more information?
To get our newsletter, they can sign up at mainstreetfarmersmarket.com. We have a blog and we list pretty much Sunday night what will be available on our website. Again, mainstreetfarmersmarket.com. Besides the pandemic, we also just relocated. The Main Street Farmers Market has been at the corner of Chestnut and Main Street. Well, March 11th, we moved down Chestnut Street and we are at the back parking lot of Chattanooga Brewing. So our new address is 1804 Chestnut Street. They can go to our website, like I said, mainstreetfarmersmarket.com. But a huge shout out to Chattanooga Brewing, who is also a small business. They have about a dozen employees who have suffered because of the pandemic. But because Chat Brew has that private parking lot, that has allowed us to continue our farmers market. So just big shout out. They're a small business too. So if you come and support the Main Street Farmers Market, Chattanooga Brewing, they are a huge supporter of the farmers market. So we like to support those who support others.
All right, Jesse, thanks so much.
Thanks.